Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your ordinances. Blessed are the blameless in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. You, O life, were buried in a tomb, O my Christ, and angelic hosts were struck with astonishment, glorifying your ineffable descent. Blessed are those who search out his testimonies. They shall search for him with their whole heart. You are dead and buried. O life, how can this be? You are devastating death and its realm, O Lord. From the nether world you resurrect the dead. For those who work lawlessness do not walk in his ways. You are King, O Jesus, and we magnify you. And we honor your entombment and suffering, by which you, O Lord, have salvaged us from doom. You commanded us regarding your commandments that we should be very diligent to keep them. You who laid the measures of the earth lie today in a narrow tomb, O Jesus, the King of all, resurrecting many dead from open tombs. Would that my ways were led, that I might keep your ordinances. Jesus Christ, my Savior, what did you, King of all, seek to do going to Hades? In fact, it was to deliver and release the human race. Then I would not be ashamed when I regard all your commandments. The Almighty Master is observed to be dead. He is laid within a new, unused sepulcher. He who emptied many graves of those who died. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with an upright heart, when I learn the judgments of your righteousness. You, O life, were buried in a tomb, O my Christ. You destroyed the realm of death by your death, O Lord, and became the source of life for all the world. I shall keep your ordinances, do not utterly forsake me. With those malefactors you were counted, O Christ, as a criminal, while you vindicated us from the ancient villain's crime against us all. How shall a young man keep his way straight when he keeps your words? He was called the fairest and most handsome of men. He who beautified the nature of all appears as a corpse bereft of majesty and form. I searched for you with my whole heart. Do not drive me away from your commandments. How will Hades bear it? magnified by the flash and gleaming glory of your light. I hid your teachings in my heart so as not to sin against you. How can you be hidden in a dark, unlit tomb? Oh, my Jesus, being sweet and salvific light, your forbearance is ineffable, O Lord. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your ordinances. All noetic beings and the bodiless hosts are bewildered and perplexed by the mystery of your awe-inspiring burial, O Christ. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Lord of all and Logos, we extol you as God. With your Father and your Spirit, and glorify your divine and holy burial, O Christ. Both now and ever and through the ages of ages, Amen. Virgin Theotokos, now we all call you blessed, and we honor the divine three-day burial of your Son, our God, with ardent faith and love. You, O life, were buried in a tomb, O my Christ, and angelic hosts were struck with astonishment, glorifying your ineffable descent.